We're all born with our hearts wide open, but often the world makes us hard. The world tells us that it's not safe to keep our hearts open, so we shut it down. We become numb. We have this inability to connect with people, or we're afraid to be vulnerable. We're afraid to receive. I see a lot with women. Might find it easier to give, but receiving is really difficult. And even forgiving, as I mentioned, like just not wanting to forgive people, that shuts down our heart space. And our heart is very much connected to the light feminine energy. Welcome to the Thank Goddess podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Monane. I'm a feminine magnetism and embodiment coach, and I help women around the world embody the goddess. The goddess lives within each of us and includes traits such as intuition, nurturing, feminine magnetism, and connection to the earth. In a world that has long exiled the divine feminine, I believe the reclamation of the goddess has the ability to heal and nourish the world at this pivotal time in earth and humanity's evolution. This podcast is devoted to empowering you, goddess, to live in alignment with your authenticity and awaken your divine feminine energy. I invite you to join me on this journey of remembering and reclaiming goddess consciousness within ourselves and on the planet. So let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Thank Goddess podcast. It's me, Danny, here. I'm your host. Today is a part two from last week's episode. So if you haven't already listened to that one, I suggest you go back. I mean, you could listen to it by listening to this one first and then go back and listen to that one. However, I did record it as in to speak about the dark feminine last week. And this week I'm talking about the light feminine, which probably won't be as long as a conversation because I think a lot of people understand the light feminine, even if they don't consciously understand it. I think it's definitely a part of us that is more accepted, and that is why it is light. So when we talk about light, it doesn't mean that it is better. So in my previous episodes, I spoke about the yin and yang, and I spoke about duality and the law of polarity, and that there is no such thing as good or bad. It is all just perception, right? Yin and yang. It's two sides of the coin. There is always two sides of duality, but neither is wrong or right. I won't get into all of that again, but what I really want to stress here is that light does not mean good. It doesn't mean better than dark. Light just means what is revealed, right? Like when we talk about the light as in terms of daylight, it is that we can see. So that is what light means. It means that we see, whereas dark means hidden. It is unseen. So dark does not mean bad. Light does not mean good. It just means we are aware of what is in the light. So when we speak about the light feminine, it's typically the parts of the feminine, the divine feminine, that are known to us and what are more widely accepted, and parts of ourselves that we probably feel more comfortable associating with rather than the dark feminine or the parts of ourselves that we don't even know. A lot of the dark feminine is things that we don't even know, like because it's hidden, it's like part of our own psyche that we're not even conscious of. Like, for example, maybe you have this innate wisdom within you, like this medicine woman, this witch. Maybe you are an oracle. Maybe when you were a little girl, you were able to see beyond the veil. Maybe you were able to connect with spirits, or maybe you connected with fairies, or maybe you were able to receive downloads, or your psychic abilities were online. And maybe that part of you was shut down as a child, or in a past life, or ancestrally it's been shut down, and you are in a state now where you're not even conscious that that part exists within you. So it's hidden within you, but you are that. You are a witch, you are a medicine woman, you are a healer, you are an oracle, whatever it is, but you don't know it. And that is the dark feminine. So that's why I speak more on the dark feminine in more of my episodes, because it's a part of the feminine that needs to be reclaimed, because there's so much power that lies in that. that has been lost. And the reason why it's hidden from us a lot of the time is because there is so much power. And I guess we could say there's a group in society, this patriarchy that we live in, that was threatened by the feminine power, by the Shakti, by the life force. And so that is very much why it's been hidden within society at a collective level, but also within our own psyche. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. If you want to get more into the dark feminine, then definitely listen to my previous episode. Today we're going to be speaking about the light feminine. What is that? What is light feminine? So I guess in a nutshell, the light feminine is love. I would say it's this unconditional love. It's acceptance. It's the ability to see the beauty in everything. And even all of these things that I'm saying, like love and also compassion and beauty, like that is in the dark as well. As I mentioned in my previous episode, I'm going to refer to it a bit. That's why I say go back and listen to that one first, is that energy is everything lies on a spectrum, and the light and the dark are both the same thing, essentially. There is dark within the light and there is light within the dark. So you can't have one without the other. It's like the yin and yang symbol. They are equal. They complement one another. There is not like this or that. It is both together are divine. Everything is perfection. Like it is all divine. It is all divinity. It is all God. It is all energy. So the lighter feminine, I guess, it's just a facet of the feminine energy. But like I said, it's on the same scale as the dark feminine. So a lot of what I talk about, it can also be seen through the darkness as well. But there's more of a focus on these traits like love and compassion and fertility and nurturing. These qualities that are kind of praised in our society, you know, it's like seen to be a good thing if you are a female and you possess these qualities. You are very loving, you're very compassionate, you're very nurturing, more gentle, soft, passive, even submissive, I could say. I mean, that could even go into dark feminine, but it could also be light feminine energy. It's definitely, the light feminine is definitely more associated with the maiden archetype. So it's that youthful, spring-like energy, the youth. Youth is a big one here, like light feminine. In my previous episode, I spoke about Persephone, and I won't tell the story again for those of you that listened to the previous episode, but Persephone, before she was queen of the underworld, she was very much a representation of that light feminine energy, that maiden energy, which is beautiful, right? It's the springtime blossoming into the summer. It's very fun. It's very playful. It's very light, as in it's not so heavy in terms of emotions. Yeah, I would say playful, flirty, very flirtatious. Some words I can think of to describe the light feminine, I would say patient. So as I mentioned, passive. Maybe passive is not the right word, but patience. There's like a slowness, an acceptance that comes with the light feminine. There's this elegance, forgiveness. Forgiveness is a big one, and that's probably one that maybe people would struggle with in terms of the light feminine. We can talk about that later in this episode, but forgiveness and compassion, like what is compassion, true compassion? I want to talk a bit about that in today's episode. That's definitely light feminine energy. Nurturing, so just, you know, that mother energy, not mothering energy. When we're like smothering our children and trying to control our children, that is, or even our partners, that's more our masculine energy, that control. But the nurturing, the lover, like let me tend to people because it feels good, because, you know, we just want to shower people with our love, with our tenderness. That energy is very, very feminine. And I think nurturing is very welcomed in our society. As I mentioned, there is a lot of maiden energy, a lot of like innocence. Innocence is a big one for the light feminine. It's this young, youthful, playful, innocent purity to it. Even that virgin, I mean, a lot of people don't understand the true definition of virgin, but what we think about virgin, like, you know, that like purity to it, that is very much associated with the light feminine. Also, that even with the innocence, I would say there's like a, it can be a little bit naive, the light feminine. That's when the dark feminine is really important, because the dark feminine is wisdom. It's that intuition, that deep knowing, that trust within ourselves. And without the dark feminine, the light feminine can become a little bit distorted within us, where we lack that self-trust and we can easily be swayed by other people. But I think I'm jumping ahead now and I'm getting into the how the wounded light feminine shows up. I'll get into more of that later. But definitely innocence is a big one for the light feminine. And I would also say peace. You know, that's such a beautiful word. And it's definitely a beautiful quality of the light feminine. And I think the world could do with a lot more peace at the moment, wouldn't you say? And that's the beautiful thing about the feminine energy. Feminine energy within itself, and feminine energy lies within all men and women. It's this energy of healing, of peace, of grace, of love, of compassion. And that's why I think just overall, regardless if we're talking dark or light feminine, just the feminine in general needs to be more celebrated within the world, because I think there's so much healing that can come from the feminine in general, for men and women to start embodying more of their feminine. And I just think we would just live in such a different world. Not to say that we'd live in a matriarchy, that we still need the masculine, but we could come into greater harmony between not only the sexes, but within the whole world, like the planet at large. Just imagine how much restoration we could have for the earth and for people, for humanity. Like, it would just be such a different world if we could restore that balance. So now I want to get into a few different archetypes, I guess, like goddess archetypes that you could work with if you want to explore more of the light feminine. As I mentioned, a lot of people, you know, when they hear these words like peace, love, compassion, nurturing, I think a lot of people don't struggle so much to embody these qualities, because they are something that's probably been celebrated within you since you were young. You know, maybe you were very gentle and loving as a little girl and you were told that's a really good quality. So maybe that's something that you've continued to embody your whole life. So maybe you don't need to work too much on your light feminine, but maybe you do. Maybe there's, like I mentioned, forgiveness. That can be a big one for some people. I've definitely had conversations with people and they've said, I will never forgive this person because they did this to me. And forgiveness is huge. It's a huge, huge liberator. It's actually very powerful. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is that when we forgive someone, we're not doing it for them, we're doing it for ourselves. It actually heals us from within when we let go of hate and anything that's, or not even hate, but just lower density emotions. Forgiveness is truly so freeing if you can truly find it within your heart, because often when we're mad at somebody, when we're angry at someone, if someone hurts us and we get angry towards them, we hold that, we carry that forever. And that lowers our energy, right? That brings us down. So you're angry at this person. You're like, they don't deserve my forgiveness. Why should I forgive them? But you carrying that anger or that lower density emotion, you are just hurting yourself at the end of the day. You're not hurting that other person. You're hurting yourself, because we are always constantly attracting from our dominant core energy, our subconscious. And if you're holding anger within you, that's bringing down your vibration and you're attracting things that are of lower density to you. So this is why forgiveness is huge. And this is like another conversation we could have, like maybe a different episode. But I think just if you can understand that forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. Like, that is so powerful. If you can truly just really start to integrate that you're not forgiving them, you're doing it for yourself. And you know who's really great to work with for forgiveness, particularly even self-forgiveness? Because a lot of the time we're actually not forgiving ourselves for things. we project onto other people and say, they did this to me. But there's part of us that's like, but I allowed this to happen. Or how could I have been so stupid to let this thing happen? Or why didn't I act a certain way? This can show up a lot with like sexual trauma. If you've ever been sexually abused, it's very, very common. And I speak from experience for people that have experienced sexual abuse or sexual harassment to internalize that and blame themselves. And a lot of the time, what I found in my experience, it was like a lot of the forgiveness work was not so much forgiving the perpetrator, which helped, but I had to forgive myself. That was even harder because I had to really make peace with the fact that this was not my fault. And there's so much like victim blaming with this. So that's one example how forgiveness is like just so huge when it comes to personal like liberation. But a really great goddess to work with is Kuan Yin. I love Kuan Yin. She is what I believe is like such a beautiful embodiment of the light feminine. She teaches compassion, true compassion, and even forgiveness. It's like to really love yourself and be compassionate with yourself so deeply. The parts of you that, like I said, if you're healing from like a sexual trauma, like that can be really hard to heal. That self-judgment, that blaming of self. And it can be really hard to look at that and bring love to that and bring compassion to that. You know, the parts of you that you feel maybe you did something wrong, maybe you were in a narcissistic relationship and or an abusive relationship, and there's part of you that feels stupid for allowing that to happen. Kuan Yin really invites you to bring this like radical compassion into that place, into that shame or that guilt, and just love the shit out of it. Like, can you just love that and not fix it, but just like love that, like just bring compassion and grace. And that is just so divine, that energy, because truly, you know, when it comes to like forgiveness, like self-compassion, self-forgiveness, self-love, all of these things, they're so important. Because truly, if we want to love another, if we want to be more compassionate in the world, if we want to be more forgiving to others, really, we need to start with ourselves first. We can't truly meet people at the level that they need to be met at, you know. We can't truly offer compassion to other people when we can't offer that compassion to ourselves. We can only meet people as far as we've met ourselves. So it's really, really important that we start practicing this self-compassion, this deep self-compassion, self-love. It's really, really important. And that is a big aspect, I guess, or a facet of the light feminine. So Kuan Yin, I find her energy really beautiful to work with. As I'm speaking, I'm also thinking of Mary Magdalene. And it's interesting because I see her as a dark goddess, but I also see her as a light goddess as well, because she definitely speaks about a lot of this unconditional love and compassion and forgiveness. She really helped me forgiving certain people just on the retreat I went on recently. And yeah, it's that, as I mentioned in my previous episode, Mary Magdalene, you know, gentle as a dove and fierce as a lioness, like that gentle dove. Like, can you bring that gentle dove to your shame, to your guilt, to your anger, to your uncontrollable emotions or your outbursts or your acts of binge eating or whatever it is, you know, the thing that you try to push down? Like, can you bring that gentle dove, that love, that grace there, and just say, you know what, sweetie, it's okay that you did that. I love you and I love that in you. And just talk to that part of yourself as if it were a little child. You know, how would you, if you do have a child or you know a little child, a little girl, if she made a mistake, how would you speak to her? I'm sure most people listening to this would be very understanding, very gentle, very loving, try to take the blame off that child maybe. So I think we really need to not just treat like little girls like that, but can we treat ourselves like that? Because we all have an inner girl, a little girl inside of us, And that's the part of us that really needs that gentle, dove-like love and compassion and forgiveness. So Kuan Yin, Mary Magdalene, beautiful goddesses to work with. I mentioned before that the mother energy, the nurturing, the fertility, Demeter, she's the goddess of fertility and abundance, and she was the mother of Persephone. So I think she is also, you know, what we could see as a goddess of the light feminine, because she represents that, like, you know, the fertility goddess, the abundance of the earth. And I think people don't struggle so much to accept the mother. Like mothers in our society are seen, it's seen as a good thing to have a child, to be a mother. So that's an aspect of the light feminine that, again, I don't think I need to speak on it too much, because I think people feel okay with that. Another one is, like, obviously Mother Mary. And it's very interesting to look at Mother Mary, because I work a lot with Mother Mary, and she's kind of the only feminine, like the real feminine representation that we see in Christianity. Like, obviously I spoke about it in a previous episode, but Mary Magdalene's definitely been kind of kept hidden for many reasons, probably because she embodies a lot of that dark feminine. But it's interesting that the only feminine representation that we have in Christianity within the Bible is Mother Mary. And Mother Mary is the mother, right? It's Jesus's mom. So clearly the church was okay with that archetype. And what's interesting is she's labeled as the Virgin Mary, the Virgin Mother. And it's very interesting, because if you actually understand what virgin means, virgin doesn't actually mean, if you go back to its original meaning, you know, in ancient times, virgin meant a sovereign woman. It didn't mean a woman that didn't have sex. I know you are loving this episode, but here's a quick ad break from me. Recently, I have been switching up my morning coffee for cacao, which is known as the heart-opening medicine of the world. Originating in the tropical rainforests of South America, cacao is the raw form of chocolate, and it has many proven health benefits. It's known to improve focus, decrease stress, elevate mood, and connect you more deeply to spirit. It's also rich in antioxidants, magnesium, iron, calcium, and zinc, so it's one of the most nutrient-dense superfoods on the planet. I choose Sacred Taste as my cacao of choice because Sacred Taste is a premium cacao company that is dedicated to crafting the finest quality, wild-crafted, ethically sourced, sustainably made, regenerative cacao. They also produce a number of unique flavors, including matcha mint cacao, chili cacao, and my personal favorite, rose cacao, to connect to my divine feminine energy and open my heart chakra. To taste the magic of cacao for yourself, visit Sacred Taste website, sacredtaste.com, and use promo code in the checkout, Danny Manani, all in capital letters. So that's DanimurNani, to receive a special discount. There's also a link provided in the show notes. I hope you enjoy this delicious beverage, my loves. Now let's get back to today's episode. It meant a woman who was in her sovereignty, that was in her power, that didn't need a man, because she was self-resourced. She had her own money. She had her own mission. She had her own truth, her own voice. She was a woman who knew herself. She was in her full sovereignty. And that's actually what virgin means. And it's been distorted now to mean, like, for most of us, we think virgin, okay, means she's abstinent of sex. And it's interesting that that is the only archetype that's been left in Christianity, really. Like, I mean, there's other women, but the main one we know is Mother Mary, but she's the Virgin Mother Mary. So I don't know if I have to, like, say much about that. I think you can kind of put two and two together how we're seeing issues with this light feminine. You can see how it's starting to get a bit distorted, because not that Mother Mary, what she's depicted as is wrong. You know, I think when we see Mother Mary, we see peace, we see love, we see compassion, we see grace. And that is beautiful. That is divine feminine. That is light. but it's not the full aspect of the feminine. And when we start saying that the feminine is a virgin that does not have sex, and that sex is labeled a taboo, or you're somehow sinning if you've had sex, when, as I discussed in my previous episode, sexuality, a lot of the dark feminine is in the sexual organs, it's in the lower regions of the body. So we're just really shutting off to such a huge part of the feminine when we label that as wrong or that's hidden to us. Because as I mentioned earlier, the light and dark feminine are the same thing. It's just on a spectrum. You can't have one without the other. It's like the yin and yang, like they both exist. And often if you suppress one, like if you suppress an aspect of it, it's going to come out in distorted ways. So that's why it's really important for us to work with the full capacity of the feminine, the full spectrum, not just like one little snippet of it. You know, Mother Mary is beautiful. I love working with Mother Mary, but there's more. And Mother Mary, actually, when you work with her, she's definitely not what the church has depicted of her. She's definitely got a backbone. She's really good for working with boundaries. Really good for boundaries, Mother Mary, believe it or not. She's a strong woman. Anyway, that's what I'll say about that. I don't want to get on too much of a tangent. And the last light feminine goddess I want to talk about is Aphrodite or Venus. I think that's another aspect of the feminine, which alludes to the sexuality of women, probably more so towards beauty, desire, love. I think society has, and most people, I think most women, they desire to be a Venus or an Aphrodite on some level. Like that is very much seen throughout all of Hollywood, in the media. It's this beauty, this feminine beauty. And I think it's a little bit distorted because Aphrodite and Venus, in its true essence, the feminine beauty is really something that you can't put a label on. Like it's beauty beyond the physical. It is physical beauty, but it's beyond that. It's like the feminine radiance. It's a woman who's just like in her natural essence. And it doesn't mean that she can't wear makeup or she can't dress up or whatever. It's just she's being true to her. And all of us, we're so different. Like we all have our own unique style, our own unique way of expressing beauty. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? Like everybody has different types. So like, what is beauty? Like there is no one definition of beauty, right? And that is what Aphrodite and Venus represent. But I think beauty in itself is something that is widely accepted within our society. So that's why I leave it in the light feminine, when I'm talking about the light feminine archetypes, but it has become quite distorted by us focusing so much on external beauty, particularly youthful beauty. That's where it's become distorted. So that leads me into discussing the distorted light feminine, or I don't know if distorted is the right word, but it's like wounded. It's not its healthiest expression. So what I spoke about just now is like the healthier expressions of the light feminine and the different goddesses you can work with to embody those light aspects. But often the ways that it can come out not so healthy, as I mentioned with the beauty, the shadow side of Aphrodite or Venus, the same goddess, is this focus on external beauty. It's like this focus on perfectionism, like my beauty defines my worth. Makeup is great, right? But imagine not being able to show your face without makeup ever. Like you just feel like you don't love who you are. Or I don't know if that's the best example, but not seeing your innate beauty or even the innate beauty in other people, you know, judging others for how they look. I think that's the distorted light feminine. And I think we see a lot of that in our society, a lot. And you see, and probably a big piece on that is the fixation we have as a society, as a collective, on youthful beauty. We think that beauty is youth. right? And it gets to a certain point where women, as they get older, they feel this pressure to have Botox or get fillers and to look young. And we see so many Hollywood actors, like, you know, fighting the aging process. And we're afraid of gray hair, we're afraid of wrinkles and all of these things. And really, that's the distortion of the light feminine, because feminine energy is beauty. Beauty is, you can't define beauty. It's not just youth. It's also in elder women, of course, in men as well. You know, it can't be defined. It's all of us are beauty in the eyes of God, because we are God. We are all divine beings, right? God is beautiful. Like, energy, the divine is beautiful. If we are that, then we are beautiful. So that is the true light feminine, but it's been a bit distorted nowadays. Not a bit, a lot distorted these days. I think another way that the light feminine doesn't show up in its healthy expression is with people pleasing. So, and I see this a lot with women, and I'm someone, like, I struggle with this, and I've been working on this for many years, just setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is a huge aspect of the dark feminine. So if you're not doing any dark feminine work, you'll tend to be a people pleaser. You'll find it very difficult to speak your truth. You'll find it very difficult to stand up for what you believe in, to stand up for yourself even. You'll just end up being this nice girl, this good girl. And that is exactly how women, we've been wired to be, because we're much easier to control if we're people pleasing, if we have no boundaries. That's the complete opposite of a woman in her power. And so this is why it's really important that we start working on the dark feminine, you know, integrating the dark feminine, because then it can show up as wounded or unhealthy light feminine energy. I know you are loving this episode, but here's a quick ad break from me to invite you into the Divine Feminine Circle Sisterhood. Do you crave deeper connections in your life? Do you desire to be received authentically as who you truly are? Do you crave spiritual conversation and diving deep on topics that are taboo? Do you crave to connect more deeply with your divine feminine energy? Do you wish to tap into your innate magnetism as a woman and attract your desires with more ease? Do you yearn to feel love and acceptance from women who genuinely understand you and support you in all areas of your life? Well, sister, if you answered yes to any of those questions, then I invite you to join the Sisterhood Divine Feminine Circle. We meet in person and online around the new moon and full moon in sacred sisterhood, where together we laugh, we cry, we tell stories and witness each other in our truth. If you would like to join our next event or stay up to date with our beautiful community, then make sure you follow Divine Femme Circle on Instagram or Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Sister, I can't wait to welcome you there. Another way it could show up is just fear of sexuality. Fear of desire, like claiming your desires. There's so much in what we desire, and just always trying to stay in light and love, not wanting to go into our shadows, not wanting to feel our pain. Often this is very feminine, like the pathway to feminine spirituality, and I spoke about this in the Mary Magdalene episode I did a few episodes ago. The pathway to the divine through the feminine is going into the shadow. It's really rooting to rise. Like, the higher into the light you want to go, the further down you have to descend. That is why we cannot, particularly those of us that possess more feminine energy, it's all love and light. It will not work because the feminine is all about emotion. And like I said, a lot of the feminine energy, the emotions, get stored in our hips and our yonis, our wombs, in the lower regions of our bodies. And if we're not working with that, we end up having no boundaries. We end up having no idea who we are. We end up becoming people pleasers, easily swayed, just not rooted, another way that it can come out in an unhealthy way is just over nurturing. So maybe like mothers that suffocate their children a little bit, you know, these like over protective mothers, like protection is an aspect of the dark feminine. But when it becomes like you as a mother, like lose yourself to your child, like you just over give to them to the point that you are depleted. Because feminine energy is very selfish. It's all about receiving. So if you're just always giving, 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 that is how the light feminine, the nurturing gets distorted. And this can even show up in relationships as well. If you're just in a relationship where you keep giving, 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 and you're like, you end up mothering your partner. There's a big difference between nurturing and mothering, and that could be a whole nother episode. But the mothering really, it's almost like it's masculine energy when it gets to the point of control, where you're trying to control others. Whereas nurturing's not controlling, it's loving. And the love is the feminine. The control is very masculine, and it's I think it can, that nurturing could get distorted if it's not healthily expressed into that more masculine mothering energy. And another way that the light feminine can be, I guess, wounded is when we, and I see this a lot with humanity at the moment, is we shut down our hearts. And maybe, you know, we're all born with our hearts wide open, but often the world makes us hard. The world tells us that it's not safe to keep our hearts open, so we shut it down. We become numb, we have this inability to connect with people, or we're afraid to be vulnerable, we're afraid to receive. I see a lot with women, might find it easier to give, but receiving is really difficult. And even forgiving, as I mentioned, like just not wanting to forgive people, that shuts down our heart space. And our heart is very much connected to the light feminine energy. You know, the dark feminine's often a bit lower than that, the lower chakras. But the heart is what I feel is very much related to that light feminine. And a lot of women have, and men as well, but a lot of people in society have their hearts closed right now. And I think that's a big one that we could work on if we want to increase the light feminine energy. Like not false love or self-love or compassion. Like we use all these words like, yeah, okay, like I love myself or I love you, da-da-da-da-da. But do we? Do we really love ourselves? Do we really love other people? Or are we just loving them in the parts that, you know, that are easy to love? But what about someone's dark, and I quote unquote, like what about someone's shadows? What about someone's childhood trauma? What about someone's rage? Can we love them in that? Because if we don't love someone in that, or even ourselves in that, like, is it love? Is it compassion? So that's something to sit with. And I think for heart opening, I mean, I love working, as I mentioned, Kuan Yin, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, just beautiful, beautiful energies to work to open up the heart. Yeah, I felt like on the retreat I did with Mary Magdalene, so much of it was just heart opening, like opening the heart, opening the heart, opening the heart. I feel like my heart is so open right now, you know, like I'm just walking around, like just, like ready to receive. And, you know, I've got my boundaries up, and I guess like part of the lesson, like part of me sometimes wants to shut it down because, like I said, the world can be really hard. People can take advantage of people with their hearts open. But I think knowing that me shutting down my heart only hurts me. It doesn't hurt anybody else. It's not even protecting me from anything. It's actually just hurting me. Because the world is such a more beautiful place when we live with our hearts open. And it can be scary. It can be really scary to live with our hearts open. Really, really scary. I'm not denying that. But it makes for a more beautiful world. And it really, in my opinion, it allows you to see the divine in everything, to see love in everything, in all the places that you probably would never see love, to recognize the divine in the person that's like beeping you at the traffic lights because you're not going as soon as they turn green, to see the divine in the spider that's like crawling around your room, to see the divine in the rain clouds when it ruins your plans to go to the beach. That is what it means to live with a heart open. It's this ability to feel connected to all and see the sacred in all beings. And it's, you know, I'm not saying I'm 100% there all the time, but it's a path that I'm on. And that's really the way of the feminine. Like, so many people want to connect to their feminine energy now. And so much of it, like, yeah, go into the shadows, go into the dark, like, do your work. But also, a lot of it is opening up our hearts. And I think that's where the light feminine comes in. Like, how much can you open your heart? How much life can you experience? How much can you love? How much can you forgive? How much grace can you pour within yourself and then just like shower onto other people and to this world? Because that is just the healing medicine that we need right now. So I think that's a good place to end this episode. I hope you enjoyed that. It's funny because sometimes I like kind of plan how I want the episode to go, but then what ends up coming out of me is just, I mean, whether it's me or it's just something that is coming through me, that's another thing. But I always find like what comes out or what comes through is just what is needed to be said. Like, it goes beyond what I can plan for an episode. It's just, yeah, it feels right. Like, what needs to be said has been said today. So I hope you got something from this episode. And if you haven't already listened to the previous part one on the dark feminine, then go back and listen to that, because both episodes are going to play hand in hand. And I hope this gives you a general idea about what is dark feminine, what is light feminine, what is feminine energy overall, because as I mentioned, I think there is a lot of confusion at the moment. It's great that we're talking about feminine energy, but like, I think we need to truly understand it at its core to truly work with it within ourselves. And I did mention in my previous episode, I'm thinking about putting together like a dark feminine, dark goddess, I don't know if I want to say course, but like a program for, I don't know, maybe a month or so. I'm thinking online. So if that is of interest to you, and like just working with different dark feminine goddesses and different dark feminine facets, if that is of interest to you, then let me know on Thank Goddess the podcast. Or if you have any feedback about these episodes, I'd love to hear from you, or anything you want to hear about in future. Again, I'd love to hear from you. And I think that's it. And yeah, I will see you next week. So take care of yourself and have an amazing, amazing weekend. Mwah. Hi, my loves. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in to another episode of the Thank Goddess podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a rating and even better, leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it so much so that we can provide valuable content to more goddesses just like you. Or maybe you want to share this podcast on your social media or send me a direct message on Instagram at Danny Manani. I appreciate it all, and I thank Goddess for every single one of you listening. With all my love and gratitude, Danny.